And it's the same, I came there. Listen, when you get 88 years old, you can't think like you used to. But anyway, it was a doctor that lived right across the street from this apartment that I lived in. And he was very, very nice. And his wife passed, and finally he passed on. But the people began to buy a property there. R.B. White bought a place there on California. Ms. Moody, she bought a place on California, and that was kind of opposite of this apartment. But anyway, up and down California Avenue, the people began to buy and own their own homes. So as time moved on, time passed on, me and my husband, we moved from there to where we are now. And we bought there, and that's where I am living at the present time.
Let me ask you about what was in the Press Telegram, the articles in the Press Telegram about the changing face.
Oh, Lord, don't ask me. I read it, but I can't remember all that.
I'm interested in the NAACP.
Oh, well, now you see, that's where Hebe McBride and his wife come in, and that's where I'm a part of. I wasn't in the organization of the NAACP, but I become very active in the NAACP as time moved on, time passed on. So NAACP has been very, very active, and it has caused the majority of our people to cooperate with NAACP to the extent where it has grown as it is today, and is still growing, and they're still trying to help the Negroes in this community. From every angle, they are trying to improve the conditions and make things better, not only here in Long Beach, but worldwide, or whenever, or wherever, because NAACP is active in quite a few places. So they are doing a very good job. And
yeah. Do you remember if there was one specific incident that got people together to start a chapter here?
Not in my memory at this particular time. Now, it wasn't thoughtful of me to not keep those papers and all that with James Hale. And I call him James Hale because I knew him when he was going to school. So with Councilman Wilson and he and his wife, when they were doing all that talk. So, as I said, the NAACP has grown, and it's has been aspiration and inspiration here to the colored people, because if they'd want to know anything, or if they wanted to tell their problems or find out anything, they'd always go. For the last 6 or 7 years, they have met on the third Sunday at the Recreation Center. So, quite a few members in the activities. I say I don't go too regular because my church activities takes me away, and I can't go to all my church activities and the NAACP, but I keep up with them as much as I can.
Were you involved in the boycott of Kohl's Market that was described in the paper?
No. I wasn't involved in that. So far as all things of that type, I stay away from. As a person, well, I'll have to come on up with it. About 8 or 10 years ago, I was called to the ministry. And after accepting the call, quite naturally, some of the other things that happen, I don't take a part in it. I hear it, And if it's any good thing I can do, I do, but I don't take an active part in it. Because if you are a minister, I'm an evangelist, that's what I say I am, because some of these ministers, they don't agree with women preachers. And my pastor was one, because I went to him and told him that I was called to the ministry and I wanted a missionary. I wanted a missionary report that I was. So he told me to go to the store and get it, and he would fill it out. I didn't need to do that because he had a draw for it, so I didn't go back to him no more. But he was like quite a few, as I say, of the ministers. They don't appreciate women. So what are you going to do? But that didn't stop me.
That's good.
No, that didn't stop me. Whenever there's an opening or whatever I'm called upon, I go do what I can according to the Bible.
That's good. Another thing that was talked about a little bit in the paper was when Navy housing was built in Long
Beach. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And was it segregated? And could you talk about that a little bit?
No, it wasn't segregated. Anybody that was in the Navy, it had to be Navy folks. Anybody was in the Navy, white or colored, could go over there and live. Well, when they took the Navy away from here, that is when the Navy project went down. But now it is coming back up again since the Navy is coming back here now. So the Navy housing is beginning to fill up with whosoever will. And tell you something else, the Gold Star Mother's Home, Gold Star Home, that was built, it was very, very small in the beginning. But as the Navy was out here for a long time, then they built this home for the sons for the mothers of the soldiers our Navy had passed away. So that has improved, and that has, it's a great, 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 great big building now, and it is full, and you have to have a lot of applications and a lot of good things before you can get in there. You have to have a son or a husband to pass to get in this place. But that has brought Long Beach up quite a bit too, when the Gold Star Mothers come here and began living in that place. So I think Long Beach has grown through the activities of the white as well as the black, because we came here without each other. So that's nice.
Yeah. Can you think of any things that we are?
Yeah, just a couple things. Do you remember Mrs. Bogues?
By both means, yes. Quite so. Very active.
Yeah, Mrs. They have a scholarship.
Yeah.
Called Bogues-White.
Yeah.
Was that the Mr. White that you'd mentioned earlier about?
Yeah.
One of the homes down there?
Yeah. Well, he passed some years ago, but his wife is living. She lives on Cerritos.
Still here?
Oh, yeah, she lives on Cerritos.
Yeah. When did they come?
Oh, they were here when I came.
Okay, so Mrs. White is still over on Cerritos.
Yeah, Miss White lives on Cerritos.
What kind of political involvement back when you were here, either on a national level or on a local level, would it be? Was the Negro community involved in political campaigns at all?
Not in the beginning. It wasn't until the NAACP began active and, you know, began operating to a certain extent that Long Beach become interested and become active.
Hmm. Was Dr. Terry the name you were trying to think of?
No,
no.
Not Dr. Terry. I can't think of his name, and he lived right across the street from the apartment.
I have just a couple more quick questions. You've been absolutely a delight, let me tell you. It's just been fabulous. Gertrude Bradley, she passed away just about a year ago.
Not quite a year, last year.
She was one of the, I know her husband, wasn't he one of the original?
Gus Bradley. He was the one that had the pool room.
He had a pool
right there on the corner of California and Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Gus Bradley was.
Which corner was the restaurant at the corner of Anaheim and California?
The restaurant was on the, I'm going this way then,
mm-hmm.
California and Anaheim,
mm-hmm.
going back towards Orange.
Okay.
So that's where this...
on the south side of the street?
Yeah.
On that side?
Yeah.
Can you give us the names of any of the original or the old black families that originally came in when you did, like Gertrude Bradley and Mr. White and some of those? Remember any of those names at all?
That's just what I'm telling you now. The names, they go. I just can't think of any right now.
Do you remember, or did anyone ever tell you where maybe the first black family that came to Long Beach lived? Was there any?
No, nobody.
Nobody had kind of.
No, I never did get that information. Never was told.
How many members were in the NAACP when it first started?
Oh, it was just a few, 2 or 3 dozen or something like that.
Was it almost all black?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was almost all black. No white.
No.
Okay, I'm going to ask you one big question. Can you give us a name of anybody else that you can think of that would be good that we could interview and talk with?
Carrie Jackson? Uh-huh, Carrie. She was here before I come. She was the one that her husband was working at Walker's.
Yeah,
and,
Walker's department store.
Yeah, when they were building it, and he was hurt, and he died from the...
Yeah. Do you know where Carrie Jackson lives?
And she lives on the corner of 11th and Myrtle. And she lives in that great, big, beautiful house.
11th and Myrtle, I can almost see it. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, the Earl Miles lived across the street. Yeah, Earl Miles was one of the old-timers here. Because he come out here and he married Taylor Miles. He married Taylor something else, but she was a Taylor Miles. Earl Miles was one of the old-timers, along with the Bradleys. And who else? And Steve. All I can think of right now.
Who was the first mortician to come in to town?
Who was the first mortician to come in? What you mean? Black mortician? Can't think right now, but I do know William Harris was there on California where this mortuary is now. Going south from Anaheim.
Were there any black businessmen who operated outside of the local black community, like open businesses up downtown on Ocean or Pine?
No, not at that time.
No.
Not at that time.
Did you ever run across any occasions of racial prejudice by riding the bus or segregation or going downtown?
We had some, but it didn't last long because when... The other race found out that this black race wasn't going to take it. They kind of let it drop. Because one thing about it that the Negroes didn't appreciate was after we are here, the majority of them being here, and then somebody come in and tell you, you can't do this and you can't do that. So it was resented by the black. So that's why all of this segregation broke down, because they would fight back anything. They didn't mind it, see. But after they had a few fights and a few misunderstandings, then the other race realized that we all were human. Just the color of the face was different.
Was there ever any problem back in the 30s and the 40s of a black buying a home anywhere as they wanted in Long Beach?
Oh,
they want to stay mobile.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm trying to, oh Lord, yes, I don't know Chador Boy.
The Gold Coast.
I don't know Ocean Boulevard. You couldn't get in there under the circumstances.
Yeah.
From Orange all the way back, going out as far as you could go, when it was impossible for you to get a buy with a property there. Impossible.
Was there a definition of the black community? I mean, a clear delineation that you were aware of, that when a new black came into the community, he was aware that this was a black community and I couldn't? Or was that...
Well, so many of them didn't accept it that way. They had to go out and find out whether they could or whether they could not.
The boundaries were...
Mm-hmm.
Now, was the population, the black population of Long Beach, was that a kind of a steady thing, the increase, or was that...
Oh, yes.
Was there upsurges where, say, after the war, there was a large influx?
Quite natural.
Yeah.
During World War II, quite a few of the white and black from different parts come out here to work at the shipyard. When the war was over and the shipyards closed down, the majority of the white people went back home because they couldn't stand what was taking place out here with the colored and the white being mixed, because you take down in some parts of the South, you don't have a ghost of a chance in a white neighborhood. And when they come here, they could see the difference. And they didn't like the situation here, so they went back home.
The black stayed here.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Because they found the situation here far better than it was where they come from. Now, you take a lot of people that was living in the South. Chicago became overflowed with the people from the South.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Chicago really got built up with the population.
And shopping in Long Beach, like on Pine Avenue and Ocean Boulevard, was there any problem with blacks shopping in the white
neighborhoods? No, you didn't have no problem unless you would run across one or two of those that didn't appreciate Negroes, and you probably would have some little trouble with them. But when they found out that they were going to be the losers, they went on.
The money spoke up along the way.
Yeah. But after a little time, the situation was very, very nice here in Long Beach among the white and the colored. And there's still some white here right now that don't appreciate the colored. And some colored here that don't appreciate the white. But I can't get it in my mind now why so much opposition. When I was down there, I could see the opposition. But after I left with my man, come where people were people, I couldn't see how they could hold all that malice and all that. But it still exists. I went into the senior center that Folk and Orange Tuesday, I think it is, Tuesday or Wednesday of Thursday of last week. And I had, the donations are $1. And I had paid my $1 and got my ticket and went and sat down. being president of the nomination committee, the president of the of the nutrition, the volunteers, they all know me, so they say, come on over here and sit at the table with us. It's quite uncolored. So I went and sat down, and they were serving the people. You had to go around and get your food. Well, instead of the man going out the other way, he come and tried to push me down, and I'm sitting down in the chair. So I told him, and the other lady said, you're going the wrong way. So he went on around and got his food, and when he come on, we went on around, and he had to come back for something, and he gave me a dirty look.
You give him back a dirty
look, too. Yeah, no, I didn't. I just said, that's the way he think. Let him think as he please.
Yeah, he'll get it
come up and play. Yeah. But anyway, the activities and the things now in Long Beach, you have some problems, but it's pretty level and pretty good, so we're
happy. Would your husband be willing to talk with us, do
you think?
Well,
I don't know. I'll have to talk with him first.
All right.
And see, I don't go out there every day. And I'll have to talk with him and see, and I'll let James Harrell know.
All right, would you kindly? I'd like to know and ask him some of the questions about...
Well, he can tell you more than I can tell you,
Because
he'd been out here for many, many, many years when they couldn't do anything but walk. Well, see, he was here when the streetcars were running down California Avenue.
Oh, really? Were there streetcars in
California? Oh, yeah.
It was a steam train. So he was here before 1933.
He'd been here.
When did he come? What year did he come here?
You have to ask him that, but I know one day. It's been many and many years because the individuals had to go downtown somewhere, as I said, to enjoy the lives that they were living. And they thought they'd get rid of him by sending him to Signal Hill. But he had been here. He come from Cleveland here, because I didn't know nothing about him when he was in Cleveland, because that's been many years ago. Now, he's only 97 years old. And
you got to get over
there. Well, you see, we've been married 40-some-odd years. You see,
you got to let us talk to him. You were there for 10 minutes.
Well, you see, when they come from down there where they were doing business, I was supposed to say when he come from Cleveland here. That's been a many, many years ago because he left home when he was a boy, 13, went to Boston, was a roustabout, and come on down, and he stopped in Cleveland. And he stayed in Cleveland for a while, and when he left Cleveland, he come on here. So he can tell you how long he's been here, far better than I can, but he's been here many, many years.
How did you meet him?
Well,
no,
it's not the person. I was living in the apartment.
Where was that apartment? I'm sorry.
Right there, traffic California, with Miss Jackson's apartment.
It's still there?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. It was there when I came and still there. And right down the street was where the livelihood of the man was doing what he was doing.
The gambling and all the rest
of it. And my back door was right on 12th Street, and he come meddling with me, asking me to mark his ballot to vote.
Oh, really?
So I told him I couldn't mark his ballot, he had to mark his own. So that's the way it started, but I never could get rid of it.
Mark ballot was where it all began with.
So that's been, we married in 1942. We didn't marry here. We went to, not Las Vegas, down that way. No, we didn't go that far down. But anyway, that's where we went. We didn't marry here in Long Beach. So we went there, and I had this apartment, and he was rooming around on Anaheim. So some of the men that knew him told Jim Sawyer, why don't you go on home? We know you're married. So he come on home. I had the apartment already. And so he come on home. That's the way life has been ever since.
Did you own your house here? Or did you rent where you all your...
Where I am now?
No, where, when you and your husband were first...
We lived in the same apartment, but I...
No.
Lived in the same... We were living in the same apartment that I come to when I come here. When a vacancy was downstairs, then I rented the apartment, and that's how he come in contact with me. So as time passed on, we bought some property on 11th Street, and we moved over there, and next thing you know, we would move on rear. So we got rid of that property on 11th Street, so we're living on the rear street now.
Yeah. What do you remember of Mrs. Bogess?
Mrs. Bogess was a very fine person. She was full of activities. And she was straight and plain. I remember her very, very clear. Her and her husband used to do janitor work. And she didn't mind you seeing her with the bucket and the things that was necessary for her to go to work. She was an honest, clean, active woman.
Yes, she was.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember so well. Remember?
What was your name before you married Mr. Sawyer?
Martin, Annie Martin. My name was Annie B. Sawyer, but it was Annie B. Martin. I kept my maiden name. My maiden name was Bowman, B-O-W-M-A-N. So I used the initials and not the whole name, Annie B. Sawyer. So, that's the way things go now.
Were your parents back there?
My mother died when I was 9 years old. Mm-hmm. My father, 6 years after she passed, he got sick and he finally died. And when he died, me and my sister, it was four of us. The brothers were the oldest, and me and my sister went to live with my mother's sister. And that's how I come in contact with this girl upstairs on California Avenue, going to see my mother's sister after her husband died and she moved to Arkansas to her daughter. That's how I come in contact with Miss Jackson's sister, Samuel Robinson. But my life wasn't too bad. I worked, and I did laundry work, and I just loved to work in the laundry. I worked in the marketing room. When school was out, I had my son right on to work with me, and he would work outside in time for him to get off. And that's the way life has been.
Did your son go to Pauley High School?
Nope. He joined the Navy.
Yeah.
In Memphis, his father had to sign him in because he was just 16 years old. He didn't want to go to back to school. He would rather go in the Navy. Good. So that's where he went.
In the 30s and 40s, what do you recall as the job opportunities for blacks, particularly black males? What did they usually do as for a job?
The women, they could always find a job in housework for the white people out on the ocean and out those rich folks. But after I come, I went to City Hall to put in an application. I passed all the questions, and when it got to the activity of going through how I would operate and do the work, that's where I flunked. I could answer the question, but I couldn't mop and I couldn't do all that other stuff because I wasn't used to it. So R.B. White was working with, was an agent for Golden State. mutual life insurance. Mm-hmm. So he said to me, says, Annabee, why don't you take examination for the insurance? I did. I went up to Los Angeles and I taken the examination and passed. And I began writing insurance for Golden State Life Insurance all these years, and I received my notice that my license would due in next month or so. And I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to renew them. And I wrote and told the manager that I worked with. See, I wrote insurance all the year. Even when Cabrillo was over there, I was writing insurance. And I wrote and told him that I was not renewing my license when I'm retired. So I wrote insurance for Golden State Mutual Life Insurance for many, many, many years. That's where I made my living.
Did you? Where did you go to school?
And I went to school in Memphis.
And you got a good education.
Well, I didn't get any higher than the 7th.